You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are celebrating the power of people helping other people here on RNIB Connect Radio, and an incredible £50 million in funding raised by players of the Postcode Lottery. And what makes this milestone so special is that it reflects a simple idea: people helping other people. Every time somebody buys a ticket, they are helping someone else live more independently and with greater confidence too. The funding is making a real difference to the lives of blind and partially sighted people through support for the RNIB Visibly Better Employer Standard, helping employers to improve access and inclusion for blind and partially sighted staff and job seekers too. One such organisation which has become an RNIB Visibly Better Employer is the Ynon Bevan University Health Board in Wales. And joining me now for a bit of an overview on the standard and the benefits to both the employer and their blind and partially sighted staff and job seekers is Katie Morgan-Jones, RNIB Employment Advisor, Visibly Better Employer Standard, and also David Chaffee, who is the Ynon Bevan University Health Board Disability Inclusion Officer, who is visually impaired and was instrumental in the board applying for and being awarded an RNIB Visibly Better Employer. Katie and David, it's great to have you both with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you so much. We're really pleased to be here.
Hi, Toby. Thank you. It's lovely to be here with you.
So firstly, Katie, do give me a bit of an overview of how the RNIB Visibility Better Employer Standard works and how the funding from players of the Postcode Lottery is making a real difference to the lives of blind and partially sighted people and within the workplace too.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. Yeah, the RNIB's Visibly Better Employer Quality Standard was created back in 2021 to address the barrier to employment that is experienced by many blind and partially sighted people. As we know, the statistic on this demonstrates that 3 out of 4 people affected by sight loss are currently out of work, and many lose their jobs each year unnecessarily due to organisations not ensuring that they're inclusive and accessible to provide reasonable adjustments and support to help retain, train and keep staff, as well as attract new staff that may be affected by a visual impairment. The Visibly Better Employer Quality Standard is a framework designed to help organisations become more inclusive and accessible for blind and partially sighted people. So it's not just about physical adjustments, it's about embedding inclusive recruitment practices across all areas of recruitment. And the Postcode Lottery has really helped us reach many employers across many sizes, from big organisations like your Tesco's and your NHS Trust like an Ynon Bevan, but also small independent charities and startups. To date, we've had over 53 employers achieve the standard, with many more soon to go through in the next couple of weeks, thanks to my colleagues and I working with them. But some of the things that they've helped us be able to work with employers on are looking at onboarding, training and awareness, workplace culture, career progression, and giving employers the confidence to have conversations with their employees about sight loss and any support that they may need to help stay in their job or help them progress with their careers. And it's really important for us that we actually see tangible results. So we work with employers to look at all of their practices, from onboarding, recruiting, training, and then helping them to look at what staff they do have and how we can help offer opportunities to people who may not have considered working for them before, but who might like to try an opportunity for working with that organisation. The most brilliant thing about Ynon Bevan is they've been one of the first NHS trusts in the UK, not just Wales, to obtain the standard. So I've been really lucky to be able to work with David and to see their fantastic practices evolve and change over the time that they've been awarded.
David, why was it so important for you and the Ynon Bevan University Health Board to go down that route of becoming a RNIB Visibly Better Employer?
I think it was very important because I consider myself lucky that I joined the Ynon Bevan University Health Board, and they are a very supportive employer. Not everyone is as lucky as I am. So I wanted to use my lived experience and my job within the health board to utilize both areas to make sure it was as accessible and inclusive as possible.
And this milestone in funding is all about people helping other people. David, do you have any examples that you can share that really show the power of people helping other people and, you know, I suppose what the standard means to both the employer and the employees at the NI and Bevan University Health Board?
We are very proud to have achieved the RNIB Visibly Better Employer standard, and it has made a big difference. Actually, even myself, it's made us think differently. And sometimes it's not so much that we had to make massive change. It was more about small things that we might have been doing, but we needed to tweak to make sure that it was more accessible for blind and partially sighted people to make sure it was as inclusive as we could be.
And I suppose it's really about some of those small things that can really make a great difference. Are there any examples of, I suppose, some of those small things which have helped the board?
Working with Katie and the action plan was quite important because it meant that some of the small things like our wording on new jobs, making sure that we were offering it in alternative formats and how that was worded, and making sure that obviously we were also encouraging people to utilise access to work and other schemes that can work alongside us to ensure that we are being as inclusive and accessible as possible.
Katie, it's great hearing how good the RNIB Visibly Better Employer Standard is making a real difference within the workplace for blind and partially sighted people and their employers too, like the incredible work that has gone on with the NI and Bevan University Health Board. And I suppose that's really good to hear, isn't it?
Absolutely. David and the team at NI and Bevan have taken steps to ensure that their environment, their policies, attitudes to support people with sight loss are really able to thrive at work. And what's really powerful is it's not just a tick box exercise. It's a journey of transformation. And it's often been led by David and other voices and those with experience of the employees themselves. We've been able to see some really clear and incredible examples of them taking necessary steps to demonstrate that they champion ongoing journey to be an inclusive and accessible employer. And as I mentioned earlier, NI and Bevan aren't just the first university health board in Wales to achieve the Visibly Better Employer Standard, but they're the first non-specialist NHS trust to be awarded too. And this has been really transformative because it's opened the gateway for other NHS trusts to follow suit. David and his team have been able to share with other employers their good practices, like being able to capture the disabilities and good practice in place that they use at their organisation. And this has been able to be shown as a kind of good standard to other employers, other NHS trusts to show good practice as well. They've been able to show that they've been able to support staff with sight loss to progress in their careers and also demonstrate that staff with sight loss can really do any job if given the right support and encouragement to do so. The Postcode Lotteries funding has been really useful for us because it's offered us a flexible way to support people, offering practical help, people helping people, which is RNIB's mission. We've been able to deliver providing frontline services, strengthening support within organisations, improving accessibility, and also helping managers have conversations with their own staff about what they can do to support them, be that looking at access to work or health adjustment passports, and help people live independently by being able to be employed. And I think what people like David and the team at NI and Bevan have done really, really well is they've been able to show up consistently. As a trust, they've invested in the right expertise and the right resources, and they've built long-term policies and infrastructure that actually demonstrates them as the gold standard when promoting them to other organisations. And as I mentioned before, following them being awarded last August, we've been able to award three other NHS trusts with others going through the standard as we speak. So it's been a really, really powerful message for us to be able to hold NI and Bevan up as kind of our, you know, industry leader, actually, because the NHS, as we know, is a kind of old juggernaut, and David and the team at NI and Bevan have really brought it right up to date with their policies in being inclusive and accessible and championing that through their staff and their diversity of staff as well.
To find out more about the RNIB Visibly Better Employer Standard, do visit the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. And if you are a visually impaired job seeker and looking for advice around employment, do call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. And for more about the Postcode Lottery, do go to postcodelottery.co.uk. Well, thank you so much indeed, Katie and David, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the incredible support from players of the Postcode Lottery, which has been helping employers to improve access and inclusion for blind and partially sighted people through the RNIB Visibly Better Employer Standard, like the Anion Bevan University Health Board.
Toby, I just want to thank you again for allowing me to come on here today and talk to you and the Connect Radio listeners today about Visibly Better Employer. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting us today. It's been a real pleasure and a real honour to work with RNIB.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.